How much do you trust our politicians? Do you think politicians are aware of how much they are or aren't trusted by the people of Australia? One research team decided to ask the pollies, and very interesting results. As a result, Dr. Max Halupka is a research fellow at the University of Canberra. Good afternoon.
G'day, it's great to be here.
What made you decide to approach the politicians themselves about democracy and trust?
Well, we've been looking at democracy and democratic satisfaction in Australia now for about 4 or 5 years. And we've been focusing on the general population. We want to see how satisfied they were with democracy, where they trust politicians. And we found, well, a significant drop since around, say, the Rudd era. That, you know, we've sort of dropped from 80% satisfaction all the way down to 40%. And we thought, well, let's ask the pollies as well, and let's see if they feel the same ways, or is there some sort of disconnect between the everyday Australian and well, the political class.
Okay, so who did you send the survey to?
So we worked with the Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters, the Parliamentary Joint Standing Committee, sorry, and we actually sent it to all 226 sort of politicians. About 98 of them, which is about 43%, responded, which doesn't sound impressive, but it's actually one of the largest numbers of responses we've been ever able to get from politicians. They don't tend to like to do surveys. Yeah, they don't tend to like to do them.
So they're not all on online at the moment doing Australia Talks?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay, so you got 98 responses, and was that across the board, gender, parties?
It was. I mean, we had a little bit of a spike in terms of Labor females, and a little bit of a spike in terms of Liberal males. But when it came out in the wash, we were looking at around about 38% Labor. We were going about 34% Liberal, and we're looking at 26% Independent. So we were quite happy with the representative sample that we collected.
So, drum roll, how did they feel about how democracy works?
Well, I don't think I have to. It'll be much a surprise, but they're actually pretty happy with it. The ones in power are actually pretty satisfied. So while the everyday Australian is about 41% satisfied, the overall, politicians came out at 61%.
What about trust?
Trust is similarly declining. We didn't really ask politicians whether they trust politicians, but we certainly asked everyday Australians. And honestly, we asked across a number of institutions, so we just didn't look like we were just picking on politicians. But even within there, when comparing to universities and police and the military, political parties, state parties, federal members, they all came out down at the very bottom. Some of the most least trusted people in society.
And are they aware when you did the survey of the parliamentarians about this trust problem, or did any acknowledgement that it needs repairing?
Well, certainly. I mean, I think politicians, I mean, that's why we got such great sort of cooperation with the Parliamentary Joint Standing Committee, because some of the earlier reports we released highlighted this significant decline. And so there was this push from within the politician, the political class, to address this, to see what was happening. Unfortunately, it seems that there is a disconnect between the way in which democracy is viewed between the politicians and sort of Australians.
How so?
Well, when we looked at forms, we went past just how satisfied they were with democracy, and we wanted to see about what people wanted to change, because we thought that would be the real indicator of what they liked about democracy in Australia and what they disliked. And politicians, on the whole, were more in favour of reforms that didn't lessen their power, but rather looked to, in their view, educate the everyday Australian as the complexities of what they had to go through. Whereas the Australian, everyday Australian population felt as if the system no longer represented them anymore. So what we have is an uncoupling of, you know, two different lived realities of politics.
Wow. Are there areas where they are reluctant to change?
Yes. Unfortunately, the majority of parliamentarians are against a right to recall MPs for a new election if they fail to provide effective representation during the parliamentary term, and the performance reviews of politicians, or greater use of citizen juries. So they weren't really there wasn't a desire there to open up the system to direct influence, but rather they wanted to make the representative system more outward-looking.
How so?
Well, they wanted to have, like, less voting on parliamentary lines, dual citizens being able to stand for elections, provisions of e-petitions, and ordinary party members and voters having more say in choosing. So they were, the reforms were more about shoring up their own power and their own capacity to reflect, to represent citizens, as it was about breaking down barriers of getting citizens involved in the process.
Fascinating research. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Oh, no problem.